brothers and sisters. I just want to say, I think the Lord was wonderful that when the enemy came in like a flood, the Lord did lift up a standard against him.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在感谢主，当我们看见仇敌像洪水一样来攻击我们的时候，主他保护我们，听我们的祷告。
And that teaches us something about the testimony of Jesus in the church.
这让我们学习到一个很实际，耶稣基督的见证的功课。
It was amazing to hear Brother Stephen this morning speak for so long in the power of God.
今天早晨，我们看到江弟兄在讲台上靠着神的生命的大能，能够讲一个半钟头。
Let this be a lesson to all of us how we can face the onslaught of the enemy.
让我们这一次一起来学习这一个得胜的功课。
We can know what it is to overcome by His grace and by His power alone.
让我们能够单单的仰望他，靠着他的能力来得胜。
Now I wonder whether we could look at the Word of God.
让我们一起来读几处主的话。
In the Ephesian letter of the Apostle Paul.
请我们打开以弗所书。
And in chapter 1, we've read these verses a number of times.
我们已经读了好几次，我们今天晚上还要再读第一章以弗所书。
From verse 15.
15节开始。
For this cause I also, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which is among you, and the love which He showed toward all the saints, cease not to give thanks to you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to that working of the strength of His might, which He wrought in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and made Him to sit at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. And He put all things in subjection under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who filleth all in all.
15节，因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们。 使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。 远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世也都超过了。又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And then in the Colossian letter of the Apostle Paul in chapter 1,
哥罗西书第一章。
From verse 16 to 18, for in Him that is in Christ were all things created, in the heavens and upon the earth, things visible and things invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things have been created through him and unto him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也是靠他而立，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
And then one verse from the first letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians and chapter 12, verse 12.
我们看哥林多前书十二章十二节。
For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of the body being many are one body, so also is Christ.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子，基督也是这样。
Let us just join in one further word of prayer.
让我们再一起来祷告。
Beloved Lord, as we come together this evening,
亲爱的主，今天晚上我们再次聚集在你面前。
We do worship you that you have made full provision for us.
我们敬拜你，因为你预备了一切我们所需要的。
We thank you, you have not left us to our own gifts or talents or energy.
我们感谢你，你就没有叫我们来依靠我们自己的能力、自己的经验才干。
But you have provided us with an anointing.
你已经为我们预备了膏油。
For the speaking of your word, for the translating of it, and for the hearing of it.
这个膏油让讲道的、翻译的、听到的都能支取。
You have provided that anointing at enormous cost.
你为了给我们这个膏油，你付了极高的代价。
You died on Calvary.
你死在加略山。
And you finished that work.
你完成那个伟大的救恩。
And upon that basis, you gave us, you poured out the Holy Spirit.
在那个基础上，你把圣灵倾倒下来。
And we thank you that that anointing is ours.
我们感谢主，这一个膏油是我们的。
In the Lord Jesus.
在基督里。
We stand into it now by faith.
今天靠着信心，我们站在这里。
Manifest it, Lord.
求你彰显出来。
Manifest it in the most practical manner.
彰显的非常实际，在我们中间。
And Lord, we need you.
我们需要你主。
You have been with us in these days.
这几天你都丰满与我们同在。
When the enemy came in like a flood, you raised up the Spirit of the Lord, raised up a standard against him.
当仇敌像洪水一样攻击我们的时候，你的旌旗就高高的扬起。
We give you all the glory.
我们把荣耀归给你。
Not the doctors, not the nurses, but to you, Lord.
不是医生，也不是护士，乃是你是我们。
You did it.
是你的工作。
Now we come to this last time.
今天最后一个晚上。
Lord, fill it with yourself.
主求你把你自己来充满这个聚会。
And we ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Well, as Brother Stephen said this morning, if you don't know what the theme of this conference is now, it's a little late to tell you.
像我们弟兄早晨所说的，如果到现在你还不知道大会的主题，那你实在太迟了。
The testimony of Jesus in the church.
是主耶稣基督的见证在教会里。
I was so nervous about my responsibility in it.
我对我这个部分非常的紧张。
The revealed pattern.
就是讲到那个启示出来的模式。
What does the word of God reveal?
到底神说了启示了什么
？I was so nervous. I spoke with Brother Stephen about it.
我跟江弟兄交通了关于这个部分。
Because I thought, well, there's the only pattern I can see in the Word of God is the Lord Jesus.
我能够找来找去，唯一的那个模式就是耶稣基督。
And I guess that was the only pattern he could see as well.
我们的弟兄也只能找到那个。
So I said to I said to him, well now I'm probably going to say much the same thing as you.
所以我们两个大概会讲一样的东西。
He said, don't worry about it. Just give what the Lord gives you.
别担心，主给你什么你就讲什么。
So what has been happening is basically we have been just crossing paths the whole time.
所以我们讲的时候，你会发现我们两个讲员所讲的内容是有重复的地方。
He far more ably than I.
他讲的比我讲的好多了。
Well, he is more elderly than I.
因为他比我年长。
But praise the Lord.
但是赞美主。
This testimony of Jesus in the church.
这一个耶稣基督的见证在教会中。
The church is Christ.
教会就是基督。
You have to be blind not to see that.
你如果看不见，你就是一个瞎子。
The church is not a human organization.
教会根本不是一个人的组织。
A human institution.
或者人的机构。
A tradition.
或者一个传统。
A denomination.
一个这个宗派。
A set of rules.
或者一堆的这个规条。
The church is a person.
教会是一个人。
That person is the Lord Jesus.
这个人就是耶稣基督。
It is a question of being in that person.
所以问题是我们是否在这个人里头
drawing from the head,
跟这个头联合
experiencing the life,
经历他的生命
being made wise,
让我们有聪明
growing up into him as head,
我们在我们长于这个头里
experiencing the whole body developing
能够看经验到这一个身体在那里渐渐长大
as each part function
每一个肢体都尽它的功能
it is a wonderful revelation we have in the word of God
这是我们在神的话语里面所看见一个奇妙的启示
it is this revealed pattern
这就是被启示出来的模式
But it is very strange to the flesh
但是这个概念对我们属肉体的人是很奇怪的
We want an organization
因为我们喜欢一个组织
We understand that kind of thing
组织我们很容易懂
Whether it's a bird watching club or a stamp collecting club or some other human society We understand these societies
不管是看鸟俱乐部也好，这个收集邮票的这个俱乐部也好，这些组织人是很容易懂的。
They elect their leaders，
他们选举他们的领袖。
They collect money，
他们收集钱。
They advertise themselves，
他们做广告。
This is all absolutely normal to us。
这个对我们人来说很正常，很普通。
It is part of this world。
这是整个世界的一个系统。
When somebody says the church is Christ，
但是今天有一个人告诉你教会就是基督。
It is head and body，
是头与身体。
We for a moment we're stunned，
我们一听就愣住了。
We can't how do you handle that？
这个怎么面对它？
It is handled from heaven.
因为这是从天来的。
And the moment the flesh gets in on it.
但是如果我们肉体掺杂进来
It destroys it.
就把这个毁了。
It paralyzes it.
把它变僵化了。
It dies.
甚至死亡了。
All the power of the head.
头的能力。
All the power of his resurrection life.
那个复活的生命
is simply paralyzed.
却被肉体僵化了。
Deadened,
死亡了
by the flesh,
就是因为肉体来了
And this has been the focal point of satanic strategy all the way through from Pentecost.
所以从五旬节到今天，撒旦整个攻击教会的焦点就是从这里下手
Bring every great move of the Holy Spirit down to the flesh level.
每一次你看见圣灵的运行在这个地上，
Make it the same as any other organization or institution in the world.
仇敌就用同样的方法来把这个属天的变成一个属地的组织。
Make it something religious.
变成一个宗教化的东西。
Paralyze the head.
这样就把头。
Paralyze the headship.
让这个头座不能成为真正的身体的头。
You understand? Alienate the body from the head.
把头与身体分开了。
It is amazing. When it begins to dawn on you that the church is essentially and completely a spiritual matter.
当你有一天了解教会是一个属灵的事物，让你忽然间有一个震惊。
That it has ministries, there's no doubt.
它的执事。
That it has workers, no doubt.
有它的工人，也没有问题。
Apostles and prophets,
有使徒，有先知。
And shepherds and teachers,
有牧者，有教师。
And evangelists,
有传福音的。
There's no doubt.
是，这些都有。
But it is a spiritual matter.
但是它是一个属灵的性质。
It is the calling of the Lord.
这是神的呼召。
The appointment of the Lord.
这是神是案例。
It grows out of life.
这是从生命里面出来的。
When you begin to understand this,
当你开始领悟这个点，
your flesh is paralyzed.
那你的肉体就被僵化了。
You can't promote this.
因为这些东西都不是提倡出来的。
You can't with the flesh build this organization.
你不能让这个肉体来组织它。
You can't perpetuate this tradition.
你不能够在这里模仿一个变成一个传统。
You come up against an invisible wall.
你好像来到一个无形的墙。
The church is nothing unless the Holy Spirit is the supervisor.
除非让圣灵来管制这一切，教会没有任何的意义。
From the day of Pentecost, it has been the Holy Spirit's responsibility to build the church.
从五旬节那一天开始到今天，教会的建造是圣灵的责任。
The Father longs for this.
因为父神渴望有这一天。
The Son made it absolutely clear upon this rock, I will build my church.
神的儿子很清楚地宣告，在这个磐石上，我要建立我的教会。
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And it is the Holy Spirit's responsibility to manage the whole course of the church.To world history.
在整个教会的历史的演进都是圣灵在那里主导的。
So dear friends, you see, this is something tremendous.
这是一个了不得的事。
We are not dealing with something small.
我们不是谈小事。
Yesterday evening I spoke about the headship. Brother Stephen spoke about the headship of the Lord Jesus in the morning and I spoke again about it in the evening.
昨天我们弟兄讲到这一个基督的这个头是头，我到晚上也是讲同样的题目。
I said, let me emphasize it again.
让我再强调它。
That if we as members of the body do not hear the head,
如果今天我们任何一个肢体听不见头的声音，
the church will die.
教会会死亡。
It is as simple as that.
就是这么简单。
The intelligence is in the head.
因为所有的智慧都在头里。
Therefore, on every level of the life of the church,
所以教会中任何一个层次，
whether it's elders,
长老，
deacons,
执事，
whether it is workers,
或者工人，
whatever level it is,
不管你是哪一个，
children's work,
儿童的工作，
work,
青年的工作，
whatever,
不管哪一方面。
Every single level has to have those who will inquire of the Lord.
每一个服事都要来求问主。
This idea that somehow or other we just put our heads together.
今天我们是把人的头放在一起。
We've got the Bible pattern.
我们有圣经的模式。
So now we put our heads together.
那么现在用我们人的智慧。
What is the difference between that and the Pope?
那么这样子跟天主教的教皇
有什么不同？ There isn't any difference.
原则上是一样的。
What is the difference between that and the pastor mentality?
或者就是由这个牧师来带头。
There is no difference.
没有任何差别。
You can have a committee.
你可以有个委员会。
Not actually very biblical.
好像不太合圣经。
You can have a committee.
你可以有一个委员会。
But if that committee gets on its knees and seeks the Lord.
除非这个委员会能够跪下来寻求神，听见神的声音，顺服他声音，
Something always happens.
那就有结果了。
You can have a church.
你有一个教会
with elder brothers.
有长老，
and they don't get on their knees.
但是他们不跪下来寻求神，
put their heads together.
他们自己用自己的智慧，
they look at the book.
他们看看圣经，
and they think, well, this and this is what we should do.
我们就这么办，
and then the thing dies.
然后这件事情死了。
The headship of the Lord Jesus,
耶稣基督的头
is the most vital element in the testimony of Jesus in the church.
所以耶稣基督的见证，他是这个为首的，居首位的，是最重要。
Look at Laodicea.
你看老底家的教会。
Could there be a more interesting church?
在所有教会中，这是最稀奇的教会。
Affluent,
有钱
，educated,
有高的教育
，sophisticated,
非常有素养
，Bible studies,
有圣经
，evangelistic outreach,
有布道会
，the Lord's table,
也有薄饼
，everything,
每个应有尽有。
They sing about the Lord,
他们赞美主。
They study the life of the Lord,
他们研究主耶稣的一生。
They take the Lord's name,
他们。呼求主名
and the Lord is outside of the whole thing.
但是主却在门外
knocking on the door.
敲门
It is the most plaintive word ever ascribed to the Lord Jesus.
这是最稀奇的一段话讲到主耶稣
If any man hear my voice,
有任何人听见我的声音
and open the door.
然后开门
I will come in
我就进到他里面
and will sup with him
我就与他同坐席
and he with me
他也与我坐席
Can you believe this?
你能够相信这段话吗
The head of the church
这个教会的元首
The savior of the body
是这个身体的救主
He's outside
却在门外
He doesn't say if all of you will hear
他并不是说你们每一个人听见我。
He says if anyone.
他只是说如果有任何人听见我。
And opens the door.
然后开门。
This matter of headship is all important. I will say no more because we spoke about it last time.
所以这个基督是元首是最重要的。
And the second thing we talked about last night.
昨天晚上我们还讲了第二点。
Was Christ.As all,
基督是一切
beginning and end.
他是头，他也是
first
结尾
last.
从头到尾
Alpha and Omega.
从阿尔法到 Omega.
Listen to the words. It is from the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 5.
是这个哥林多后书第五章
I'm going to follow the alternative.Translation.
我要用另外一个版本的翻译。
If any man be in Christ,
若有人在基督里
，there is a new creation.
那是新的创造
，not in you,
不是在我们里面
，in him,
在他里面。
If any man be in Christ, there is a new creation.
如果有人在基督里。那就是个新造。
Old old things have passed away.
旧事已过。
All things have become new.
一切都变成新的了。
And all things are of God.
万有都是归于他。
This is the revealed pattern for the church.
这个是启示出来的教会。
What is this revealed pattern?
请问这个地方启示什么？
Everything has to find its source in the Lord Jesus.
就是每一件事物必须找到它在基督里的源头。
Once we introduce other things,
如果我们找到跟这个不符合其他的东西，
from this fallen world,
从这个世界里面，
humanism,
人文主义，
it is rampant in the church,
那就是毁了教会。
humanism,
人文主义，
world, the philosophy of this world,
世界的哲学，
Darwinism,
达尔文的主义，
evolutionary theory,
这个进化论。
Once we start to introduce these,
如果把这些世界的东西往教会里面搬，
even if it is insidious,
如果是一点点
in the background,
放在后头
influencing our attitudes,
来影响我们对主的态度，
it is another source,
这是另外一个源头。
Origin determines destiny,
这个源头决定你的终局。
The enemy, this is another focal point of satanic strategy.
这是仇敌的第二条诡计。
Bring in Freudian psychology.
把这个弗洛伊德的心理学带进来。
Bring in a little bit of evolutionary theory.
带进来一点进化论。
Oh, abortion isn't that bad.
或者说，堕胎也没什么。
Wouldn't it be better to put some of these old people like me asleep?
让我们这些老一代的人睡觉。
Euthanasia.
或euthanasia 就是安乐死。
Gay rights.
同性恋的权利。
Oh, you have to understand. Some people are born with a quirk inside.
这是遗传的原因。
You've got to take note of.
你应该尊重他们。
We're not talking about loving people.
我们不是讲爱人吗？
We're talking about those things which do not find their origin in God.
我们乃是说，任何的事情如果不能在它找到它的源头出于主的话，
According, to the Western theory, I am 77 years of age.
照西方的算法，我是77岁。
According to the Chinese, I'm 78.
但是照中国的算法，我今年是78岁。
They've given me another year.
他加了我一年。
Do you know why?
为什么？
Because they date from my conception.
因为中国人算年龄是从我们受精的时候那一天算起的。
Exactly what the Word of God says.
这是合乎圣经的。
I knew you in your mother's womb.
因为圣经说我在你在母腹里我就认识你。
You see, well, I mustn't get onto this too much, otherwise we start talking about other things, but the fact of the matter is the church is being influenced by the seductive strategy of humanism.
总而言之，我要提醒弟兄姊妹，教会今天常常被这些世俗的人的智慧来吸引，跑错路。
So now, dear brothers and sisters, let me talk about one or two things for this evening.
我还要讲一些事情。
Here is the third thing I want to underline.
第三个重点。
Yes. The church is the expression of Christ.
教会是发表基督的。
It is to be the living, powerful,expression of the Lord Jesus.
教会是一个发表活的基督、有能力的基督的表现。
If you look at Acts chapter 1,
我们打开第一章，这个使徒行传第一章。
The former treatise I made, O Theophilus, concerning all that Jesus began both to do and to preach. That is the Gospel of Luke.
这个第一节我已经做了前书，论到耶稣基督开头一切所行所教训的。
What is the book of Acts?
那么到底使徒行传是什么？
The Acts are the continuation of what the Lord Jesus was teaching and doing.
前书是讲到耶稣所做所行，行传是耶稣基督继续在地上所做所行。
You see, it is the expression of the Lord Jesus.
所以教会是表达基督耶稣。
Doesn't matter whether it was Peter or John.
不管你是彼得也好，约翰也好。
Or Barnabas and Paul.
巴拿巴也好，保罗也好。
It doesn't matter where we follow them.
不管他们到哪里。
Everywhere these churches.
每一个教会。
They express the Lord Jesus.
他们都表现基督。
In one way or another.
从这个角度，从那个角度。
They are the expression of the risen Christ.
他们乃是表现这位升天复活的基督。
Did you notice that verse in Ephesians chapter 1?
在以弗所书第一章,
verse 22 and 23.
22节、23节,
and God made him to be head over all things of the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all.
使他为教会做万有之首。 教会是他的身体，是他充满万有者所充满的。
His body,
他的身体,
if it wasn't in the book, it would be blasphemy.
如果不是圣经写这句话的话，人来讲好像是一个亵渎的话。
His body is his fullness.
他的身体是他丰满的表现。
Well, think,
好好想一想。
Your body is the fullness of your head.
你的身体是你这个头的丰满表现。
My head says your eyes are not too good. You need the glasses.
我的头告诉我，你的视力不太好，要配眼镜。
How does my head get the glasses on?
那么我的脑袋怎么样子能够把这个眼镜放在眼睛上？
My arm moves.
那就是因为我的手动。
My hand moves.
我的手动。
I take the glasses.
我把眼镜拿来。
I use both. I put them on.
我把它放在眼镜上。
Now my body is the fullness of my head.
那么我的身体就是我头的丰满。
If I want to touch that curtain and see what kind of material it is, how can I do it? My head says, I'm very interested in that curtain. I would like to know what kind of material it is. I can't get over there.
我的头看了那个木幔。 但是想要知道是什么材料，但是我的头没办法达到那里。
Here is the fullness of my body. Yes, someone's enjoying it. You see, my body is the fullness of my head.
所以我的头就叫我的身体行动往那个方向去，这样我的整个的这个脑。 头里的丰满借着我的身体来表现出来。Your
body is the expression of your head.
所以你的身体表现你的头。It's
so simple.
很简单。So
the body which is the church.
这个身体就是教会。It
is the expression of the Lord Jesus.
这个教会应该表现基督。He
wants to touch men and women.
他要得到男人女人。He
does it through the members of his body.
他是借着他的身体来表达。
He wants to build up members of the body.
他要建立每一个肢体。
He does it.
他也有
his body, other members.
他借着其他的身体的肢体来帮助这些。
It is the fullness of him who fills everything in everyone.
所以这是充满万有者所充满的这个身体。
The church on earth in time in place is meant to be the expression of the Lord Jesus in that place.
所以任何一个教会在这个时间，在这个地点， 他的任务就是表达基督在那个时地点。
At that time,
在那个时代，
on earth,
在地球上，
He is in heaven.
基督在天上，
But we are on earth.
但是我们在地上，
But by the Holy Spirit,
靠着圣灵，
We are joined to him in heaven.
他就把我们跟天上的头连在一起。
We are to be the expression.
我们就是他的表达。
Of his grace.
他的恩典的表示。
Of his love.
他的爱的表达。
I wish I could put it more clearly.
但愿还能讲得更清楚一点。
The lampstand.
金灯台。
Is not a bit of artistry.
金灯台不是来表现一个艺术品。
Actually, it is beautiful.
是很漂亮。
Solid gold.
纯金的。
22 carat.
22K金。
That's about as pure as you can get. You can go higher, 23. But then it becomes a bit soft. Think.
好好想.
It is art.
是一个艺术品.
It is created by God.
这是神的.
The mind of God.
这是神设计的.
He gave the pattern.
他把这个启示出来.
But it is not just a bit of art.
但是这不是为了艺术.
It is not just something you look at and say, oh, isn't that beautiful?
不是让我们欣赏欣赏, 哦, 漂亮极了.
Nor is it an antique.
也不是个古董.
Something valuable.
哦, 有值钱.
You just have it there and, well, you show people, yes, you see, here's the lampstand. Oh, you say, how old is it? Very old.
摆在你的客厅让人看, 哦, 我有这个值钱的古董.
What is the lampstand for?
到底灯台为什么?
For giving light.
让灯照出去.
If it doesn't give light, it is meaningless.
如果灯台不发光是没有意义的.
The expression of the Lord Jesus.
这是发表基督.
I am the light of the world.
耶稣说我是世界的光.
He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness.
凡跟随我的不会行在黑暗中.
But shall have the light of life.
然后能够有生命的光.
Life.
生命.
From the head.
从头出来的.
By the Holy Spirit.
接着圣灵.
This life.
这个生命.
Becomes light.
成为光.
Now let me put it another way.
让我再表达一下.
Listen to what the Lord Jesus said.
注意听主耶稣怎么说.
In Matthew's Gospel.
在马太福音.
And chapter 5.
五章.
And verse 14.
第十四节,
ye are the light of the world.
你们是世界的光.
A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a lamp and put it under the bushel, but on the stand. And it shineth unto all them that are in the house. Even so let your light shine, so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
人点灯不是放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。Now
listen,
注意听,
is this one of those contradictions that liberal theologians tell us the Bible is full of?
这是不是？ 圣经的矛盾呢? 有些神学家说这是圣经自我自相矛盾。
Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
耶稣说我是世界的光。
With this we agree.
这个我们同意。
But then he says,
然后又说,
you are the light of the world.
你们是世界的光。
Let your light so shine before men.
让你们的光照在人前。
They may see your good works.
看见你们的好行为。
Glorify God.
荣耀你们的神。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
every assembly represented here
每一个教会代表在这里,
should be an outshining of the Lord Jesus.
要把基督光照出去,
light pouring out into the area in which that assembly is found.
你的聚会在哪里? 应该在那个地区有神的光借着你们照出去。
We should be full of good work.
我们应该有好行为。
Don't despise them.
不要轻视行为.
We are not saved by good works.
是我们不是借着好行为得救.
But good works are the evidence that by grace we have been saved.
但是好行为是证明我们得救的一个证据.
When people care for the sick.
当人去照顾有病的.
When they go out to help the injured.
去帮助那些受伤的.
When they visit people in hospitals.
当他们去 医院探访病人,
don't despise it.
不要轻看这些,
don't think, oh, that's Catholic.
哦, 那是天主教干的,
or that's Greek Orthodox.
哦, 或者是更正教,
not us.
哦, 我们不做这些事,
we are the church.
我们是教会,
we are traveling to heaven.
我们是上天的,
we belong to another kingdom.
哦, 我们是另外一个境界的,
where are our good works?
我们的好行为在哪里?
The Apostle Paul says, you are sons of light.
保罗告诉我们，我们是光明之子。
What does he mean?
什么意思?
That we just have doctrinal light?
是不是我们头上有个光环呢?
Or that the one who heals the sick and cared for the poor and visited the widow and cared for orphans is also doing the same thing again to us.
不管是照顾孤儿、照顾寡妇、帮助软弱的、探望病痛的，这些都是神借着我们去做的。
How can an assembly live beside tragedy?
我们怎么能够只活在这个悲剧的旁边
？Unmoved
啊，毫无感动
，like the Levite，
像那个圣经说的那个利未人。
On the other side，
就从那个人有需要的人旁边走过去。
Jesus commended the Samaritan，
但是耶稣就夸赞那一个撒玛利亚人
，because he stopped，
因为他停下来了。
And he bound up the man's wound，
他把他的伤口缝起来，把他洁净了。
Put them on his ass，
把他放在这个车子上
，and walked，
然后把他带到。
Himself.
带到旅店去
，as he took him toward heaven，
带到旅店去。
You were once darkness，
我们本来在黑暗中的。
You are now light in the Lord，
但是今天是成为世界的光。
That's what the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 5 and verse 8。
这是保罗在以弗所书第五章告诉我们的。